Work to complete the fire-damaged International Convention Centre in central Auckland is expected to begin again in February. Fletcher Building told shareholders at this morning's annual meeting that insurance will cover the damage. Access to the construction site is still restricted as safety and structural assessments and investigations into the cause of the fire are still ongoing. The chief executive of Fletcher Building, Ross Taylor, spoke with business reporter Nona Peltier about what happens next.
Yeah, the steps to get back on site and get going again, it is getting the building safe, but you've got to imagine what's there after the roof effectively burned off and debris falls down. You've got to, some bits are still hanging up there, some bits, you know, you've got to work out what steel was affected, was the facade affected, what's safe, what's not safe. So there's quite a piece of work just understanding what's structurally sound and what's not. And then when you know what's not going to fall over, you then got to work out, is it still fit for purpose to carry the loads it was designed to? So, and then you've got the water damage you've got to work through. So it's not just where the fire was up the top, it's as all the water was poured onto the building, it's gone through, you know, plant rooms and all that, and then down the bottom it actually puddles until you can pump it out, and there's mould issues. So there's quite a bit of work beyond what you just might say, just go and scrape a few things out. So that will take time, and we've alluded to the fact that we've got to work through that this side of Christmas at the same time as we're planning the rebuild, and I think it'll be sort of February when we bring all that together.
And so at that point you'll have an idea of where you're at, but that certainly won't be at a point where you're going to say, okay, we're going to start reconstructing now.
Oh no, we want to be ready to start doing that in February, yes.
So just a few more months.
Yeah, so February next year we should be in a place, and it might not mean you're starting everything, but you should be through the understand it, make it safe, scope it, and getting going again.
What about the outlook for the building and interiors division? You were kind of hoping to get all those legacy projects behind you by sort of 2020, end of 2020. Mm-hmm. Where are you at with that now in terms of the Commercial Bay development, which is underway, as well as the International Convention Centre and Horizon Hotel?
So nothing's really changed apart from the convention centre. Obviously the rest will remain on their programs, and we'll be through them through 2020. Obviously the rebuild of the convention centre will add to that, and as I said, that's when we'll update the market and our shareholders in February, when we've sort of put some definition around that.
And that was the chief executive of Fletcher Building, Ross Taylor, talking to business reporter Nona Peltier.